This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. Hour number two. I just got a message. I could barely see it. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It is. The difference. Quality, modularity, or warranty, second to none. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, for any of you that have a direct line to Donald Trump, feel free to record this, because this is my oratory to him pre-debate. You know, getting him, sort of going to be, you know, it's like being a boxing coach, rubbing the shoulders, shadow boxing. Here is my pre-debate pep talk. So, Mr. Trump, you should take this debate seriously because it is pretty important. It's important to you because I can't even imagine your personal humiliation if that tired, wheezy old half-wit the Democrats will be rolling out on stage and a Hannibal Lecter dolly beats you. That'll be the same thing as losing the tango competition to Stephen Hawking on the Dancing with the Stars television show. And it's important for your family, because what do you think this evil harpy and her friends in the elite will do to your kids if you lose? You don't think Hillary's IRS is going to just let them be, do you? You don't think the sadly corrupted FBI is going to do anything to help them, do you? And they haven't done anything, have they? It's cute how you think guilt or innocence matter under Benedict Comey. Don't look for an immunity deal here, Donald. You think Mr. Integrity won't keep doing what he's ordered to do, whatever damn is in the Oval Office? No. Your kids, your family, all of that's in danger if you blow this, because Hillary hates you just as she hates all who defy her. And persecuting, even jailing your kids will be a wonderful way to send the message about the price of defiance. Oh, and as a secondary thought for you, it's important to the country. There's that whole potential for this hateful, stupid woman sparking a second Democrat-caused civil war with her power-mad executive decrees outlawing our constitutional freedoms. If only someone had warned her of that horrible possibility in a best-selling new novel that was available on Amazon right now. Maybe you got into this campaign for fun. Maybe as a lark, but it's pretty serious now. It's your reputation, it's your family, it's your country. You have to win. And to win Monday, you got to put on the performance of your life. So how do you do this? By remembering how you got here. You're not talking to the editorial board of the New York Times. Were you as stunned as I was when they endorsed the fascist crone? No. You got there by speaking for the silent majority, the ones who like cops, who don't riot, and who only know that EBT stands for because some freeloader in front of them in Safeway paid for two crates of Pepsi with it. You got there speaking for the deplorable people who the establishment is doing everything it can to exile from their own self-determination. You are speaking for the people that Hillary and her media Gestapo want to force into obedience, and all they need is one loud voice who will not be intimidated to stand up to these despicable people and say no. Be that voice. Your campaign is based on the theme that the elite deserves no extraordinary respect, while we, the people, do. Hillary's campaign is based on the notion that we, the peons, should all accept sweet submission to her rule. We should resign ourselves to the perpetual nagging and hectoring of the bureaucratic equivalent of an army of divorced, liberal, 54-year-old elementary school teachers whose lives are devoted to exercising their tiny tyrannies over their helpless charges in between posting cat gifts for their 8 friends on Facebook. This campaign is about telling these nattering know-it-alls and unloved interlopers to go to hell. Stop telling us what to do. Stop telling us how to live, how to feel, and what to think. Get out of my face, you jerks. There's your campaign, boiled down to its essence. And it's a pretty good thing. One that, frankly, a few of your primary opponents could have pulled off. Right now, nominee Jeb would have been thanking Hillary and begging for another. I'm not sure which other nominee might have put the stakes you put into play in play. You've confounded the experts. You've confounded a lot of people. To a certain degree, you've confounded me. I doubt any would have gone for the jugular like you have. Their defeat consultants and failure coaches would have urged them to go bland, to go soft, to try to cater to the pill-addled mommies living unfulfilled lives in the suburbs, who make up so much of the Hillary target demographic. You were smart. Instead of them, you went for these frosty harridans' husbands and for the plumbers who have to take a ration of crap from these bitter shrews when they come to fix the toilet that little Caden plugged up with his used gluten-free dinner. To the non-conservative couples and the wife, you know, when I'm talking to them, we hear about at length about how terrible Trump is and respond with, yeah, well, Hillary is human leprosy and I'm voting for Trump. At that moment, the husband in some cases will just nod and a little smile. He'll pitch a little smile to his Botox tormentor when they're not looking. Guess how he's voting when Cruella De Not Tonight isn't in the voting booth with him. That's your demographic. The people who are afraid to speak. The people who are supposed to shut up and take it. The people Hillary wants to segregate into a basket and toss into a bottomless pit. Speak for them tonight. Speak for everyone who Hillary and her goose-stepping pals try to gag, silence, and shame. And speak forcefully and clearly. Now she's trying to psych you out with the talk of an army of consultants and shrinks working to pack her stroke-ravaged brain with one-liners and charges to let loose on the stage. And that's limo lib play. Go consult some hack experts. You are consulting your gut. And even if I recommended another way to prep, it's too late. So double down on the intuition that got you this far. You know people. Hillary doesn't. Talk to them. We both know the media is much worse than anyone imagines. Hillary will absolutely have all the questions in advance, and the moderators will be under orders to destroy you. Ignore them. Ignore her. Talk to us. Talk to the people. You weren't my first choice or my second. But you're here, and I'm here, and I'm going with you. I'm fighting with what I got. Stop Hillary on Monday. Be tough. Be disciplined. Be ready to ignore the shills and the loathsome felon and speak to us. All that is at stake now, pal, is your reputation, your family's safety, your country's future. Not really any pressure, I don't think. Rise to the occasion, sir. It's yours to lose. You can win it tonight, and it's yours to lose. We'll be right back.
you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Debate night coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. I know, because I've carried them for 4 years, and quality is nothing. That's all they are. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. To further continue the debate primer for tonight, before we get into them looking at us from across the pond, the crazy gun culture of the United States, Hillary Clinton's debate team is likely spending most of their time and effort, well, trying to manufacture moments where she causes Trump to become unhinged, and probably hooking her up to a defib as well. She must prove that Trump is unqualified and lacks the temperament to be president. He only needs to prove he's capable of handling the pressure in order to win the debate. Now, some infer that this means Trump will be graded on the curve. And he will be. This is a completely fair, given that he has just 18 months of political experience compared to Clinton's nearly 40 years. He's respected for being genuine, even if abrasive. And she's anything but genuine. And as many as 100 million people will watch this debate. Many will watch for Clinton to have a short circuit or to see if she is capable of surviving a Trump assault. I myself am very interested to see if that actually happens. Few will care about her typical policy diatribes. If she starts to preach or starts yelling like she did the other day in her one-minute-long video, she will lose. By contrast, Trump simply has to find a way to litigate her record. The emails, Benghazi, the failed campaign promises, jobs, Syria, Iraq, the Clinton Foundation, pay to play, etc., without appearing to be a bully. So what he needs to be is he needs to be a velvet hammer tonight. He can pound on her, but he doesn't need to beat her bloody. Now, in the last 2 months, because he is so good at manipulating and creating publicity for free, he has intentionally throttled his advertising and his attacks and outreach so that his campaign can save resources for the final 6 weeks. Clinton has spent $100 million, and she has seen her lead evaporate. Trump has $200 million sitting in there that he hasn't touched. So, starting tonight, we will very likely see an aggressive assault on Clinton beginning tonight. And her team has been painstakingly preparing for her to get under Trump's skin so that he will have an outburst. And he may shock us, I believe, with what he actually does. In fact, I believe Clinton has spent so much time focused on Trump preparing to antagonize him that it could result in the worst political moment of her career, because he's just going to attack her record, I hope. And Clinton has a very heavy lift here. She has to find a way to be likable. She must reveal to the American people what drives her in public service. If she fails either of these tasks, she will not be able to win, even if she's more effective than Trump on policy. If she has a coughing fit during this debate, it would almost certainly be the end of her campaign in terms of a chance to win. So she needs to be taking right now all of that codeine-laced cough medicine that she can possibly choke into her system and still remain coherent. Trump will be best served to allow her to rant and rave with the loud policy filibusters. Once she begins boring the audience, it would be easy for a hard hit by Trump to resonate loudly. For Trump, in this case, less will be more. She will likely launch an assault against Trump regarding the Trump Foundation, Trump University, his four hospitality casino business bankruptcies, and international business interests. When she does this, she will invite an open door for Trump to exploit her biggest weaknesses. He simply needs to point to the facts that Hillary Clinton's email servers, obstruction of justice, unprecedented meetings with donors to the Clinton Foundation, while Secretary of State, and the fact that she is a career politician with no practical economic experience. He'll say, Hillary, you've never run a business, made a payroll, or built anything. You've always lived off the government. I've made mistakes and learned from them. You never have. If he breaches the topic of her health, her husband's affairs, or in any way attempts to relitigate the Clinton scandals of the 1990s, that's not a good way to go. Although he's going to have Jennifer Flowers sitting in the front row, probably next to Mark Cuban. Those are the topics he has to avoid unless until Clinton attacks Trump over his marriages or comments about women. He needs to be convincing that Clinton bears responsibility for the fact that our country is stagnant in terms of wage growth, the economy and jobs, and he will need to convince voters that he has better solutions for minorities, poverty, crime, and terrorism, while contrasting Clinton as being part of the reason that we are struggling. Given his unpredictability, Trump is very likely to win this debate. I suspect he will display several different stylistic approaches, which will make it nearly impossible for the robotic and scripted Clinton to be able to play any offense, and it will be Trump's game by his rules. Lester Holt, probably going to be a fair moderator, but incapable of handling these two wild personalities. He will need to take over for the moderator on issues that Clinton distorts, of course. I'm hopeful that he will ask Clinton the question she has been avoiding by not holding press conferences. This will be likely the first time Americans have ever seen Clinton interrogated for her illicit behavior. A lot of the pundits are predicting that Trump can only remain calm for 45 minutes until Clinton will have baited him into an emotional eruption. And I suspect they're both going to end up in verbal altercations, and by the end, regardless of how much debate preparation they've conducted to the contrary, most end up in a tie between the candidates. Most of these debates do. This can be different. If Trump prosecutes Clinton's legal troubles, explains why she cannot be trusted as president, and properly articulates why she is dangerous for the country, he will win this debate. If he wins this debate on these terms, he will win the election. This will be one of those things that Clinton cannot recover from. One of those moments where she is just knocked completely loopy. And we'll be having a good time with it. I'll be having a good time with it. Quite a good time. And just to set it up, when we get back, we're going to attack the media because they're going to try to shape this. Just so everything is in place, we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Debate night, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality. Indestructibility, modularity. One holster can be configured so many ways. Tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the contact series. That's worth the price of admission. The media meltdown is in full swing right now because, and we should all be enjoying some, if I have popcorn, it has to be very low carb. But I'm enjoying my low carb popcorn because of two key phenomena. One of them is that we, the normal people, have grown tired of the media elite's lies. And the way to combat the media elite's lies is today's technology, which allows us to ignore the people who had presumed to tell us what we can and cannot do. That's their biggest problem. Do you think they like having a GCN? For example, out there that they can't control? I don't ever consult with Sulzberger at the New York Times. So as the walls collapse around the few remaining information gates and we barbarians bypass them, gatekeeper gigs are becoming as rare as jobs for millennials with master's degrees in feminist interpretive dance. Now, you creeps in the media are finding yourself ignored and irrelevant as we in America proceed to do whatever the hell it pleases, whether you like it or not. We don't heed you. We can and will get our information by ourselves. How I yearn to fill a hot tub with the salty, sweet tears of 1,000 so-called journalists who decided to put their money down on progressive ideology instead of on objectivity and public service. You just crapped out. That's what you get when you always bet on hack. We should savor their pain. Imagine yourself coming out of some university where you were reliably liberal and sucked up to your pinko professors. You nodded eagerly whenever anyone said global warming, and you shook your head in horror whenever someone said men can't have babies. You get a job at some prominent newspaper or mainstream network, dutifully parroting the party line with perfect precision, awaiting the day when you'd finally reach a level of power where you could not merely lie about and distort the news, but actually control the news. Then, just when you thought you were going to become a lord of the fourth estate, you idiots completely overplayed your hand right when technology gave people an alternative to your old school media monopoly. You pushed just past the point of toleration just as the web created another other places for us to go. And look at you now. You're nothing. You're just a bunch of pompous, boring nobodies without reputations, without respect, without futures, and we're laughing at you now. The superior intellect, if you will. Then Donald Trump comes along and outrages you, but not for what he says or does. But you haven't seen so many eyeballs turned your way since that unpleasantness with the pumpkin-infused craft ale and trans lifestyle editor at last year's winter solstice office party. No, Trump outrages you because he thinks you're a clod and a joke, and he mocks you, and no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter how much futile fussiness you manage to muster in that concave chest of yours, you can't dent his popularity. Let's face it. You've dumped everything you have on Donald Trump, and he's still tied with your ancient crusty crone candidate pantsuit. And tonight, he's going to vanquish her. He's going to eviscerate her. He's going to club her like the baby seal that I have said he's going to do all this time. And you realize that you don't have the power that you were promised. You don't have the influence that you sought. You have nothing. No one cares anymore. No one listens to you anymore because we're laughing at you. So, of course, you're going to double down. Now, back in the day long ago, before I could ignore you by going on Twitter and getting my news unfiltered, you had some pretensions of being worthy of respect. You were journalists, the guardians of public integrity, afflicting the comfortable and comforting the afflicted. And then you sold out. And now you comfort the comfortable. Gosh, Miss Clinton, your energy and robust health are an inspiration to women everywhere. Does your courage make it hard to be the example of feminine perfection you indisputably are, except to racists? And you afflict the afflicted, bullying and slandering good people whose unforgivable sins include believing in God, loving our country, and not having wasted $400,000 of Daddy's hedge fund loot partying at some Ivy League resort with thousands of other layabout parasites who despise the better man who built the country your presence degrades. You've tossed away your pretense of objectivity because Donald Trump is different. And now it's hard to be objective because you really, really, really want Euphoria McVigor to be president, so you openly dispense with objectivity. Apparently, objectivity was the only thing when it was easy, when you didn't actually have to risk your preferred outcome by giving the complete and balanced story without putting your puny thumb on the scale. So you've moved beyond the he said, she said model, which tragically prevented you from overtly packing the story with your preferences and prejudices. And we know you always slipped into your biases, but now you don't even pretend. You're all in. Charter members of the Democrats' team take a memo. If you've ever had a shred of credibility, it is gone, like your monopoly on the free flow of information, which is also gone. Technology made you superfluous. And I'm right here on my pad, listing notes, just like you, with three key differences. I'm not pretending to be unbiased. I don't have to wear pants. And this time next year, I'm not going to be looking for a new job at some place where the term Frappuccino is a thing. The gatekeepers are falling everywhere, not just in the news game. Look at publishing. That's going a different way altogether now. But, hey, keep manning those gates, chumps. You're manning the gates while the walls on either side of you are collapsing inward on top of you. Those walls indicated that you were controlling the narrative. And that's over. That narrative has been vanquished. Now we seek our own narrative. Now we seek everything, good and bad, and then we make an objective call. We don't need you. We don't want you. And we're laughing at you. Remember that when you try to start telling us later tonight how Hillary beat Trump. Because it's all you're going to do. Every time you try to divide, you drive us into each other's waiting arms. We are united, and there's nothing you can do to change that. You have picked the wrong horse, and soon she will be put down in the field of political endeavor. We'll be right back.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio on debate night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. It is the difference. It is what makes them who they are. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then. Now then. Last part of the primer. Okay. Let's call the media. Now the media is going to try to tell you what you just saw. Okay, so remember what I'm about to tell you, because if a reporter isn't committed to ferreting out the truth, wherever that truth leads, if adversarial applies only to one side and not the other, if in fact the other side in varying degrees is being aided and abetted, is the reporter practicing journalism? No. That's the obvious answer. The reporter isn't reporting, and journalism is merely a ruse. What's being undertaken here is propaganda. And I'm not exaggerating. This is propaganda. It is, and mainstream media practitioners are propagandists. It's high time to brand this as what it is and to make it stick. For some of you, you're thinking this is much ado about nothing. Generally, the public has been onto the mainstream media for years. Politico just ran a story, Opinion of Media Never Worse. The article led with, record numbers of Americans consider the news media to be immoral, inaccurate, and biased. A new poll says a plurality of Americans, 42%, said the press was immoral, compared with 38% who viewed the news media as moral. A record high, according to an annual Pew Research poll on the media. If you follow the link to the Pew Research analysis, you'll find this little tidbit. While the press's overall reputation in many areas has declined, majorities continue to say that news organizations care about how good a job they do, 62%, and are highly professional, 57%. But these evaluations has also slipped somewhat since 2007. And the Pew Research study is a decidedly mixed bag. Clearly, the public is suspicious but ambivalent about the mainstream media. Majorities want to give the mainstream media the benefit of the doubt. And this, the task here is to persuade people that the mainstream media's intent is ill and that their motives are contrary to what authentic journalism is about and that mainstream media serves a master. And hoodwinking news consumers is critical to their service. Hillary Trump contest is to date the apex of propagandizing for a side. Is there any need to cite chapter and verse? No. Just scan the front pages of the New York Times and Washington Post or tune in to MSNBC or CNN. Prime example, Clinton's evident health problems are given short shrift with a nothing to see here shrug and then swept away. But bias for Hillary is beyond flackery. They're shilling for much more than a candidate. Hillary's just a vessel. They work for a worldview and agenda that overarches any given election. The point of electing Hillary has nothing to do with fondness for her because the mainstream media doesn't like her that much or any belief in her virtues. Hillary, corrupt, that doesn't matter. It matters that she's elected to furthering the remaking of America to consolidate and advance a leftist agenda. And not incidentally to keep the ends in with all the money and power and access influence that attends. On both sides, conservative pundits and left side as well. Do they care that Hillary, suffering health problems, is elected and possibly compromised in her duties as president? Do they care that the nation is facing critical issues and compelling threats and challenges that she could be incapacitated or, you know, die in office? This is a cynic's game. Husband Bill or Tim Kaine is as capable, more so actually, of getting the right results. The names change, but the game remains the same. They are serving a regime. Limbaugh has labeled the Obama administration as the regime. The regime, which is statist in makeup, has aspirations and aims and must have control to achieve its ends. Propaganda is a tool for control and its acquisition and retention. And the mainstream media is an organ of the regime. Now, the left have always understood that words and language matter. They shape thinking that shapes action. The right, not so much, with some exceptions. Years ago, and again, Limbaugh very artfully and avidly began labeling the mainstream media the drive-by media. But the Republican establishment and the conservative establishment have failed to take up Rush's lingo because it's undignified and too conflictual, unlike Democrats on the left who have no problem sharing blunt language and spreading it far and wide. Now, the GOP establishment does complain about a media bias at times, doing so in very measured language. Conservative establishment isn't hesitant to criticize, though more typically tries to indict the mainstream media through description and voluminous supporting evidence. And that's fine, but the mainstream media isn't being tried in a court of law. This arena is in the public eye, and that's where the voters are hanging out. Reason alone won't sway most folk. You've got to appeal to their emotions. You need to paint a simple and stark picture. The mainstream media are the black hats. They're shills for one side trying to trick average people with omissions, half-truths, and outright lies. No one wants to be duped, and that's their number one mission, playing news consumers for fools. Long about, you know, the 1960s, somebody called advocacy journalism, or something called that, took root, which is a concoction of the left. And no less a source than Wikipedia has this to say about the practice. Advocacy journalism is a genre of journalism that intentionally and transparently adopts a non-objective viewpoint, usually for some social or political purpose. Because it is intended to be factual, it is distinguished from propaganda. It is also distinct from instances of media bias and failures of objectivity in media outlets, since the bias is intended. and the mainstream media is all about advocacy. That part about advocacy journalism distinguishing itself from propaganda is gobbledygook. That's a head fake. How about the facts about Democratic misrule and liberal policy failures in Detroit motivated the mainstream media to put a glaring light on the gross breakdowns there and call out the perpetrators? That wasn't getting in the way of their non-objective viewpoint. They're much more inclined to inform us that stubborn historical and institutional racism account for Detroit's miseries. And there's just not enough taxpayer money spent and government provided to help the poor black people of the Motor City. Or, you know, fill in the blank, as long as it doesn't indict Democrats and or liberals. But somebody is bound to cherry pick the reporters who shoot straight. Big deal. It's not the few, but the many who define the profession. And the profession is about propaganda. The mainstream media serves one party and one worldview. And we just talked about the changes that have occurred in the news marketplace over the years, which are the welcome changes, which is the consumers, the people listening to the news, the people taking it in. And thanks to cable and internet and social media and technologies and GCN and podcasts and replays and video and all this other stuff, the stranglehold that the mainstream media enjoyed on news dissemination is gone. Consumers do have more choice, but the mainstream media's market share is still too great. And we need to slash that some more. Further delegitimizing the mainstream media is the means. Marginalizing them is the end. They are propagandists in the same vein as Joseph Goebbels. Controlling the message controls the emotion, which controls the people. Tapping them as Goebbels, making them the propagandists that they are, labeling them for what they are, is one way to make that marginalizing them happen. They have delegitimized themselves. That's fine. But it's up to us to take them the final way. And taking them all the way includes electing Trump. Unfortunately, that will indicate to them that'll be such a distraction. We're coming up on the third hour. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.